And so this is one of the reasons that I am saying to those of us who are seeking and desperate to not only experience, but demonstrate more and more and more of the supernatural manifestation of our God, we must realize that we will be stopping short and missing something if the cross does not stand at the center as our origin in all power and all activity and all going forth that we proceed in. And I'm getting very intense, aren't I? So I'm going to get to that in a minute. Two things about your spiritual identity being connected to your nation. Your spiritual ministry, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are spiritual. To the pulling down of strongholds, principalities and powers, spiritual forces of wickedness in high places. And no one, there is no contingent of persons on the earth while human history continues, but the Church of Jesus who possesses this ability. So we are the last and only hope for the world in the face of advancing darkness in any generation. Our responsibility spiritually toward the nation is to pray for kings and all that are in authority, to receive prophetically the understanding of the vision of the heart of God for our nation, our region, its destiny, and began to press in prayer and fasting towards the yes and amen on earth as it is desired in your heart in heaven as you have preordained. Realizing that in most of our places, the powers of darkness have been left to advance and take over our regions.